Today we begin the season of Advent. We also begin the year of Mark. And for the next 52 weeks, the church will put before us, bit by bit, the gospel according to Mark. And it's in that gospel that you and I are invited this year to discover the face of Jesus, to discover the presence of the Lord, to discover what it is to be a disciple of the Lord. Mark's gospel is the shortest of all four of the gospels. It's probably only half as long as the gospel according to John. The gospel was written during the last quarter to the last third of the first century. And some say that the gospel originates in Rome. And they argue that because there are internal evidences in the gospel that that community was facing persecution at the time the gospel was written. And clearly the persecution, the persecution of Christians undertaken by the Emperor Nero in 65 AD would have qualified as being the kind of crisis that would have arisen in the hearts of Christian people. There's also clearly evidence in the gospel that the audience that this book was written for was non-Jewish, was Gentile, was Greek, or was Roman. And yet there's a whole other theory that says the gospel comes not from Rome, but from Syria, and comes out of about the same time, 70 AD or so. And clearly there were uprisings and there were revolts in the Middle East at the time that, again, would have called into question the ability of Christians and Jews both to survive persecution. But whatever the source of it is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the Word of God offered to us, inspired by the Spirit, and is given to us as a manual, not as a biography, but as a manual, as a workbook on how to be a disciple. If you're going to be a disciple of the Lord, the first thing that any one of us needs to do is to stay awake. You can't be a disciple in a lazy boy. You've got to be attentive. And so, I mean, this is getting very basic. You've got to be awake. You've got to be engaged. You've got to be intentional. You've got to be focused. You've got to come at the challenge with some energy. And that's really what the message the gospel gives us this day is about. At the very beginning, the church says to us, the first step in embracing discipleship is to be awake. Now that may seem pretty obvious. And yet what you and I know is that life can become so routine. Our lives can become so predictable that we can float from one day to the next, one week to the next, one year to the next, and do that almost without effort. We can, in a sense, put our life in neutral, and we can coast. Well, from the earliest days, the spiritual writers of the church have reminded people like you and me that the challenge, or a challenge that faces us, is the challenge of spiritual laziness. We do believe in God. We have a commitment around the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have a track record and a history of living a Christian life. Oh, we're not perfect by any means. You know, we may do things that harm our neighbor, but we do not plot first-degree murder. We may not always be truthful, and we may take something that doesn't belong to us, but we don't belong to the Bernie Madoff School of Ethics. We're doing all right. And the church says the first step in revitalizing Christian life is to move back from that kind of sleep, that kind of somnolence. It's to wake up, to be attentive, to focus, to recognize that what we are called to invites us to an engagement around faith, an engagement around our neighbor, an engagement that involves the love of God and the love of neighbor. That what we're invited to is something active. And that we are called to be always conscious that the Lord is leading us and may well be leading us to a place today that we do not know. And the only way you and I are going to catch those signals, the only way we're going to see the signs of the times, the only way we're going to be open to that kind of action by the Spirit of God is by being awake. And so, this short passage from the Scriptures, from St. Mark's Gospel, is offered to you and to me on this inaugural day of the Advent season and this inaugural day of our reflection on the Gospel of Mark and our engaging or embracing the call to discipleship. So I would suggest that it might be a good way to spend some time during this first week of Lent to just reflect about how engaged am I, how focused am I, how alive am I to my faith, to the living out of my faith, to the working of faith, to the challenge of faith. How alive am I to that, so that I can grasp more fully, more strongly, more powerfully that invitation to be a disciple of Jesus?